Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Helena community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to Tell a Story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens, and there you can complete the form. And then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Us Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on April 6th, 2017 at Free Ceramics in Helena, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, The First Time. This edition of the Tell Us Something podcast comes to us from Sarah Elkins and is titled, I'm Impulsive, Not Stupid. Thanks for listening.
So I had a few stories because I'm an Aries and I have a lot of first-time stories. Any Aries out there? You have a lot of first... Yeah, lots of first-time stories. I'm going to tell you about the first time I got a tattoo. And I'm going to let you know ahead of time that it's the only time I got a tattoo. And it's not because it hurts so much, even though it hurts so much. Since I was a little girl, probably 14 or so... I'm still little, but younger. I wanted a tattoo. I desperately wanted a tattoo. And I was probably about 18, 19, where I was thinking, okay, I'm going to get a tattoo. So I was talking to my friends. I was a freshman in college, and I thought, I'm going to get, you know, Flounder from Little Mermaid, right? Flounder from Little Mermaid. And luckily, I'm impulsive, but I'm not stupid. So I didn't get Flounder on my hip. But 20 years later, I still wanted a tattoo. But the question was, what image can you live with for the rest of your life? Again, not stupid. So the whole idea was, what can I think of that really would be meaningful to me this year, in 5 years, when I'm 80 and it's down here? And I sort of went back and forth. We had recently lost my father to cancer, and we're a Jewish family, and in the Jewish religion, tattoos are against Jewish law. You're altering your body. So there was that conflict. I don't consider myself religious. I don't even really practice, even though I'm more of a traditional Jewish person. But I don't practice Judaism. I don't go to synagogue. But the rest of my family are pretty... practicing Jews. So for me to get a tattoo would have been pretty uncomfortable for the rest of my family. Being an Aries and a middle child, that doesn't bother me that much. So there I was deciding I'm going to get a tattoo. And when my father was dying, there was one word in Hebrew that was really resonant for him, and it was hineni. And that means here I am. And there's something about that. And the Bible story has to do with Moses and God. And when God says, Moses, where are you? As if he didn't know. Moses says, hineni. It's not like in class where you're like, I'm here. It's hineni, here I am. It's about being present. And I thought, there we go. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put hineni on my hip, and it's going to be in memory of my father. So I'm looking online, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to find this beautiful calligraphy in Hebrew. I could write it myself, but I wasn't confident that I would do it right. So I'm doing some Google searches, and I happen upon this website, and it's a scribe, a Jewish scribe, and one of the first things on his page is, don't ask me to do Hebrew for a tattoo. Great. Okay. Why? There's a big, long rant about the fact that it's against Jewish law to get a tattoo. So not only is it ironic, but it's insulting. I mean, when you think about it, if I had hineni tattooed on my hip and my mom saw it, That would add insult to injury. She was already going to be insulted because everything I do somehow badly reflects on her, no matter how old I am. So I had that aha moment. I'm not going to put Hineni on my hip. But now I have plans to go to Las Vegas with my friend for my birthday. And I'm going to get a tattoo in Las Vegas. I've decided it's going to happen in Las Vegas. I told my friend. She said, great. What are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know. She said, you should probably figure that out before we go. And I said, okay, well, I was thinking about this, but then there's all these reasons I can't do that. And she is one of the biggest fans of our band, Rocket to Uranus. And she said, you should put a rocket on you. And I said, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a rocket on me. And just to back up a little bit, when I was a consultant with a company in Washington, D.C., one of my biggest fears was taking myself too seriously. Because in D.C., everybody takes themselves way too seriously. So I went out and bought myself a Joe Boxer watch with smiley faces. So that I knew whenever I started to take myself too seriously, all I had to do was look at my wrist and go, oh, right, I'm not that serious. So when I realized the rocket was perfect was because I could look down, and when I saw that, it would make me laugh instead of cry. If I had put something that really was an emotional attachment, I probably wouldn't smile when I looked at it. So a rocket it would be. And I went to Google, and I searched rocket images from the 60s. All the really silly animated rocket images, all the colors, you know what I'm talking about, with the yellow and orange flame coming out the back. And I sent it to the studio. I had already done a whole lot of research. Which studio was I going to go to? I read all the reviews. I knew exactly the artists that I wanted to work with. I called the place. I talked to the person at the front desk. We're talking serious research, because again, not stupid. So I did all the research, I talked to the artist, and I sent off all these images, and I said, you are an artist. I want an original piece of art on my body. I don't want something anyone else will ever have. Here are the images that you can sort of go with. This is sort of what I'm looking for. And go to my website, rockettouranus.com. He said, really? Yeah, I got that URL. That's pretty cool. And I said, read my bio, look at all the pictures so you have a really good feel for kind of who I am and what I do. He said, okay, I can do that. I got down to Vegas. I walked in. It's pristine white in this studio, super clean. Christian happens to be the name of my artist. It was a little ironic. And we went back into his little cube, and he had everything laid out perfectly clean. It was super sterile. I was impressed. And my mom's a nurse, so I know. And it was so cool. And I lay there on my side, and he asked me a lot of questions. He said, well, what took you so long? I said, well, it's against Jewish law to get a tattoo. And I really wasn't sure, you know, you can't get buried in a Jewish cemetery, and my mom. And he said, well, why is it against Jewish law? I said, well, because you're altering your body, and you're supposed to be pleased with the way God made you. He said, are you religious? I said, no. He said, then why does it matter? I said, well, my mom is religious. And he said, okay, so if that's against the law, what about ears being pierced? Wouldn't that be against the law too? And I went, oh, yeah. He said, what about eye surgery, LASIK eye surgery? Isn't that against Jewish law? And I went, oh, yeah, my mom had eye surgery. All right, go for it. Go ahead. Put that ink in my leg. So I walked away from that with this really cool rocket on my leg. I could not have been more satisfied. Really, it was perfect. Walked away from that, and I got home. And my husband hadn't been all that excited about the whole tattoo thing. He said, it's like gilding the lily. I know, that's the right answer, isn't that? That's the right answer. Yes, it's sort of like gilding the lily. So I got home, and we're laying in bed. It's late Sunday night, and we're laying in bed, and I'm looking down at my tattoo, and I am smiling. I'm so pleased with this thing. And I know I'm going to be pleased with it later on. And I said, well, what do you think? He said, it's okay. Which is like the worst thing somebody can say. It's like when you get your hair cut, they're like, it's all right. Or worse, it'll grow back. Right? Ouch. So the next morning, I'm in the shower. My husband comes in. I'm still giddy. It hurts. My leg is still sore. There's still scabs on it. It hurts. So just so you know, if you haven't had one yet, it hurts. And I'm laying there, or I'm standing in the shower. My husband walks in and he peeks into the shower. I mean, we've been apart for a whole weekend, right? He peeks in the shower and he sees my tattoo. And he looks up at my face and he gets this big smile on his face. And he said, okay, that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Sarah Elkins is a speaker, writer, coach, and professional musician. As a coach, Sarah helps people and businesses better understand how to find their stories, organize them, and share them across platforms. She's an active blogger and contributor to Thrive Global, Arianna Huffington's latest project, LinkedIn, BB, and her own website, elkinconsulting.com. She's also the president of Elkins Consulting, the company making a splash with small, face-to-face, affordable, interactive conferences called No Longer Virtual. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma, a locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now it is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. TheWilma.com, CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service, and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years. The Good Food Store supports local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates four radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. U 104.5 FM, your at-work listening station. And ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain, Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom, modern, or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_Woodworks over there, and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook, because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at enlightenlab.com. That's ENLYTENLAB.com. Find. Find is a vintage store located in Missoula, Montana that sells unique finds, antiques, eclectic furniture, and home decor. Currently in transition, Find will reopen its doors at some undetermined date. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive, results-driven web design, and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Emily Free Wilson, Elizabeth Rivard, Laura King, Andrea Crossguns, me, Mark Moss, Sarah Elkins, Andy Shirtliff, Jessica Peterson, and Aaron Parrott.
Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's MARC@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss.
For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years' worth of stories, tellussomething.org. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Check out the website to listen to 6 years' worth of stories, tellussomething.org.